True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're on the air. Shh. Hang on.
When these lights come on, Jamie, the microphones are on. Stop asking me about Lowe's Christmas sale.
No, it's down here, so I can't see. All right, I can't see the light. No, first of all, Lowe's is having 35% off on all your Christmas holiday must-haves, 35% off. But no, I was asking you off the air about your dishwasher because I have to get a new one, and I think I want to get the Pificate and something.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, it's like and something. It's the
I've never heard of them.
I think it's only available at specialty appliances. Yeah.
I don't know that one. How do you spell that, by the way?
P-F.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll Google that. See if I can find it. I will tell you this. I have a Samsung. And I want to ask a question, okay? And you tell me if you've ever done this. A long time ago, my mom...
Yeah,
she used to tell me that if something was broken in the kitchen or an appliance, whatever it is, and not even just the kitchen, but anywhere in the house, unplug it, let it sit for a couple of days, go back, plug it in, and it will work.
Like your computer?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever in the house.
Before computer, she told you that.
Mm-hmm.
What a smart woman.
She did.
Yeah.
She did on any appliance you have, and it will work again.
That's not exactly true because I've tried it.
Well, I did it just a couple of days ago, and it was the dishwasher. I've got a Samsung, and it is junk, okay?
Wow.
I'll tell you that right now. It's junk, falls apart, doesn't clean the dishes very well. I mean, it's just junk, okay? But it got in a cycle where it got stuck. It got stuck, and it was broken, and it just finally just quit. Nothing, okay?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I unplugged the sucker.
Yeah, like mommy told you to.
Went back 3 days later, plugged her back in. Hadn't had a problem.
Your mom was a genius.
Have not had a problem.
Unplugged it for 2 days. So it takes 2 days?
Anybody else ever done this?
For 2 days?
She said a couple of days.
Couple of days.
This time it was
not
three.
Not just unplug it, wait for, don't they tell you 60 seconds for your cable box, and then you can plug it back? She told you two whole days.
Two 48 days. 48 hours.
Wow.
Yep. And then it will work again. All you got to do is let her rest, man.
Really?
Let her rest.
That is crazy. Well, I unplugged mine, waited for a couple minutes, and plugged it back in, and that some bitch still doesn't work.
Maybe
did
it doesn't.
Find what it is? It's two words. It's like
I don't even know how to Google that.
It's a top, how about Google top dishwashers? Top dishwashers, and it'll come up.
All right.
You know what it is. You've seen
I have
it.
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, it's a Fisher and Paykel. That's what it is.
Fisher and Paykel?
Yeah, Fisher and Paykel. Yeah,
I've
that
never
one.
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's a Fisher and Paykel.
Heard of Fisher?
Oh, my God, it's $3,000?
Yeah.
It's $3,000!
Sounds good. It's double, though. It's got double drawers.
It does have double drawers. Yeah. I had it in California.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, $3,000. Would you pay $3,000 for a dishwasher?
I probably did, and it's junk. I don't know what I paid for this damn thing.
Oh, my God.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
All right, let me get to Uber real
quick.
Sorry
about
here.
That. It's Fisher and Paykel. There was no perfect. Drive me crazy. Couldn't remember.
Try and Google that. See what,
exactly.
See what you get.
I know. My God. What?
Uber.
Yes.
Get out of the helicopter business. What are you doing, Uber? You're just asking for a disaster here. It's going to happen, okay? Helicopters are very dangerous, Uber. They're dangerous vehicles, okay? I don't know why you're in the helicopter business, but they announced it yesterday.
Uber's ride-sharing service is going airborne. Yeah, the company says it's partnering with Joby Aviation to add helicopter rides to its app next year. The air taxi service recently purchased Blade Air Mobility, a company that transports passengers by chopper and plane in a deal worth $125 million. A spokesperson for Joby Aviation tells CBS News Money Watch that the company does not have details on routes or pricing at this time, but believes airport connections will be appealing to consumers.
It'll be that Manhattan ride, New York, you know, the whole thing.
I could see you using it.
Oh, for sure. I love helicopters.
You'd do it. You'd do it from your house to the airport,
right? Just not a Bell
helicopter.
Right? Yeah. Yes, for sure. But that's not this. These are the East Coast ones that people,
Well, they're thinking that it would spread across the country, though, that eventually you could get a helicopter to go to the airport if you wanted to.
Well, I don't know
if that's going to happen or not, but, I mean, they're looking at the future here. I just don't know if I'd trust one.
Well, you didn't listen because they're already like hooking up with established companies. They're not like getting old Joe Schmo over there with his Bell helicopter.
Yeah, an old retired pilot.
They're still going to be, you know, in charge of all the maintenance and everything.
No, they're not.
I don't like helicopters, period.
It's already
so
aviation
nothing
companies.
They can do that I would be
just adding
right
their
with.
App.
Yeah. There's nothing. I mean, I might would get in a Coast Guard helicopter. They look kind of safe, maybe a military, but other than that, they just...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just don't seem safe to
me. Did you guys see that in Las Vegas they just launched a Zook? They've been practicing. I know if you've gone to Vegas, you've seen the it's like this big square van that drives around with nobody in it, right?
Yeah.
And they've been working with it and testing it and working with the LiDAR and stuff. Well, now it's officially launched on an app, and right now it's free.
Now, so here's what I don't understand, though. Does it have to stop at various places? Is it a ride share?
Yeah, it's
so when you get in, you may have to do about five or six stops.
It has only six stops in Vegas. It only picks you up in six different, like a bus stop.
Vegas would work because hotel to hotel, hotel on the strip, right?
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing. It's called Zook. It's a robo taxi. And my kid and I last year, we watched it riding around and everything. We're like, holy crap, it looks crazy. It's a van. And nobody's and you sit facing each other. You've sat across from people on a bench and you just drive around.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It feels like to me that it would be a lot like the rail system they have out there, only it's on the streets now.
Yeah, so you know? It's, I don't know. I feel like people get drunk and step in front of it, make it stop all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you ever order, because I don't, but I don't take an Uber or Lyft that often. Do you ever order the ones where you share a ride?
Nope.
Me either.
Like you have to make a stop or something?
Yeah. It's a lot cheaper, but I've never done that one.
I don't think a lot of people use that part of it. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Well, it is a lot cheaper. So maybe they do.
For your inconvenience.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, to me, I mean, you're like me, and I think that we all want to just get to from point A to point B.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't want to go through. I don't want to go from here to Aurora and have to go through Castle Rock, okay?
You know what's interesting is I've taken the train or whatever it's called. Our light rail.
Light rail.
Yeah, yeah. I've taken it before, but now because of all the crime and stuff, I'm leery of this. Would you guys now get on a light rail?
Yeah.
I think so, because I feel comfortable doing it because I'm coming from south. So if I got on it like Ridgegate and rode it all the way down to like Ball Arena or Empower Field, I'd feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'd ride it.
I have this like... I have anxiety.
I feel more comfortable when I know there's going to be a lot of people on it. So for like a concert or a Broncos game, right? It's packed.
Yeah.
So I think
that I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
I feel better with numbers.
Yeah.
If it was 2 a.m., I probably wouldn't get on it. I'd feel more
because my girlfriend she takes it everywhere, and I'm like, aren't you like feeling? Because she works downtown, and she's like, I don't even think about that. You know, she's like, crime happens everywhere all the time. I'm like, okay, all right, it's just me then.
Yeah, I don't think I would think about it. I don't know. You know, if you, I mean, I'm never downtown with the bar closing at 2 a.m. or anything
You're
like
not?
That. But if I were to use it to go downtown, you know, in an afternoon or early evening, I got no problem with it. It, or it appears that it's somewhat
I'm
safe.
But I'm with Carson, like being alone at 2 a.m. and those creepy people get on there.
Yeah, or even late at night, like 10 o'clock, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame then.
Yeah.
When the lights go off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to be home in bed, pal.
Nothing happens good after 10 p.m.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Rain in the forecast today and tomorrow.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.